Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're talking taxes. Dave Barrett joining us on the live line. Dave's a tax partner at Freed Maxick CPAs. So at this point in the year, you're probably up to here in taxes. Is that right, Dave?
Oh, yes. It's full speed ahead right now. Yeah.
You know, some filers are getting hit with an unpleasant tax surprise this season. They're either owing more or getting a smaller refund. Last year was the first year under the Tax Cut and Jobs Act, the largest revamping of the tax code in decades, and they probably needed to make a payroll change. Is that right?
Right. So one of my favorite tax quotes by F.J. Raymond says, next to being shot at and missed, nothing's quite as satisfying as an income tax refund. So what is going on with refunds? It's been pretty widely reported that on the average, refunds were down about 9% or so. And the analysis or the speculation is that although most taxpayers will pay less tax for 2018, about 80% will be paying less tax, IRS also changed the withholding tables back in early 2018 and to try to better match withholding with what the new expected tax liability would be. And apparently they did a pretty good job. But, you know, these numbers are based on returns and refunds that were issued through February 8th. That is a fairly small percentage of the total refunds that are going to be issued. And actually, I've got some breaking news. I was able to access some updated information yesterday. Through February 14th, it appears the tide is changing. Total dollars refunded through February 14th of this year now actually exceed total dollars refunded through February 14th of last year. Even at that, that only represents about 8% of the total refunds that are going to be issued. So it's still pretty early in the game. Some of the largest refunds that are going to be issued are going to be held up this year. Folks that claim certain tax credits, like the earned income tax credit, the child tax credit, they're delayed this year due to the government shutdown, due to some new anti-fraud prevention rules. Those refunds are not likely to go out until the end of the month at the earliest, and they tend to be some of the largest refunds. So still early to make a call on where we're going to end up.
Dave, what's your message for people then who are maybe completely unsure about what exactly they should do if they're trying to do the taxes themselves? What's your recommendation for them?
Well, if you're trying to manage your refund situation, the IRS has a pretty good calculator on their website. I would suggest spending a little time with that. Or if you use a tax professional, ask them to do a little projection and let you know where they're going to be. A lot of people like to get a tax refund. You know, the tax professionals will say, oh, you shouldn't. You're making an interest-free loan to the government. For some folks, that's the only way they're going to save. And, you know, I don't know, the last time I checked with my bank, they're still paying 0.0 on my savings account. So it's really not such a bad interest-free loan.
You know, going back to that breaking news you had about those refunds, does that indicate maybe that reports of lower refunds is being overblown?
Well, you know, through February 14th, I would say yes. Again, this could change. I wouldn't be surprised, though, to see in the final analysis refunds ending up being actually more than last year.
That's obviously got to be a great thing for everyone. Have you noticed that people are still, when they see you, have a lot of concerns about the new tax laws? And what do you tell them?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's received a lot of publicity. We're in, you know, a high tax state, which tends to suffer a little bit with the loss of the limitations now on the state income tax deduction. So, yeah, there's a little bit of anxiety, but we try to, you know, we try to get projections and estimates matched up with what we think is going to happen for the following year so that there are no surprises or fewer surprises.
You know, Dave, if people are expecting a lower refund, or they're doing the math and they see they're going to get a lower refund. I mean, they may be getting more in their paychecks, right?
Exactly. They've been getting their refund. It just started back in January, February of 2018 through slight increases in take-home pay.
Hey, Dave, we always appreciate the insight. You know a lot about this, and we appreciate it. That's Dave Barrett. He's a tax partner with Freed Maxick CPAs.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.